Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Everyone, today we have Christine, the beautiful Christine that I had a chance to meet a couple of times in person at this stage, right? And Christine was one of my students in the last intake of Ascension Channel Certification Program. And so today she's here to share a little bit about her experience working with me, learning the art of channeling, and also everything that's been coming up for you, because I know that I can see you like blossoming in your art. So I would love for you to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more what you're doing. What are you up to right now?
Okay, thank you. Hello, I'm Christy Marie Davis, and I am an Ascension Guide, Soul Embodiment Mentor, and Akashic Channel. I work in private mentorships and private sessions in many different areas, but they all work with mostly the Akashic field. And so that's really a big mission of mine, is connecting people with the like higher realms and higher light of the Akasha, so that they can step more into their soul gifts, step more into their soul relationships in their life, and their channel, that they can connect more to the channel of their soul. And so I work with them in exploring other lifetimes and what they're really getting more connected to their soul codexes, like what are they here to share and what does that look like, and going even more in depth in those. And another field that I work deeply in is the ancestral field. I have a background in family constellations, and I've weaved that into my ascension work and multidimensional work. And so I work in the ancestral field to support people not only in shifting and transforming in big ways the relationships with their family, their children, their partners, but also to weave their own soul light into their lineage moving forward and into the grids of the planet, into their creations, their children, and be a part of their legacy. So everything really revolves around soul embodiment, coming into yourself even greater, coming into an even bigger embodiment of who you are and what you're here to share, and the beautiful contribution that you feel like deep down inside you know you're here to make.
Wow, so, this is so potent. I can just feel it. So many. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, I could ask you so many questions, but that's not the purpose now. What I would love to know, though, is that I know that when you joined Ascension Channel Certification Program, you already had done so many trainings. You had done so much inner work, and you came there with already a wealth of knowledge, but also a wealth of embodiment practices, as well as you already had worked with people. And so you didn't come into Ascension Channel because you were feeling that you were lacking something or missing something, or that it was going to make you better. You know, you came there for a more refined reason. And I would love to know, like, if you could tune in and remember maybe like 2 years ago, like your past self, for people who are in a situation like you, because I know that a lot of people that might be considering Ascension Channel are already in a similar position. It's like, well, I have got all of these codex, I've done so many trainings, so many certification programs, I'm already activated in my mission to a certain extent. So I feel like it's interesting, but what's there for me, really? Would you like to share a bit about this?
Yes, I would. Yes. I had been channeling for many years, and I was already working with clients. And what started to speak to me is that I know from Sandrine, you know, meeting her in person, hearing her work, seeing what she shares, I think I was really drawn to you for your galactic codes. I think that's what was like the main thing, because I remember when I wanted to go deeper into, I had done many certifications where I was already channeling, you know, Arcturian beings or Arcturian councils of light, and I'd had experience like with contact with galactic beings and channeling, but there was a something I felt And specifically when I was working with clients, I still was already connecting them to galactic versions of them, and amazing, frequencies and channeling was coming through for them of specifically how that version of them could support their work in this life. So it was really great. But I just could feel something that it was like this question mark in my mind of wanting to know more, like beyond the basics about these galactic planets, about these galactic beings that we always talk about. It's like I feel like I was hearing a lot of things from other people. I'd taken trainings, I'd listened to, recordings about it. But it was kind of like I didn't like feeling like I was just kind of relying on what other people were saying. I wanted to know it for myself. I wanted to have like an embodiment of my true understanding of what these codes were. And specifically, I wanted to be able to take clients on deeper journeys into these places. Like, so it wasn't just before, it was when I was connecting clients to galactic versions of them. It was almost like the galactic version would come here and we would work with it here. But I just knew like I want to take them deeper. Like I want to take them like there, like to that planet. Like I don't know if that made sense to, it makes sense to everyone, but I felt it in me like there's we could go deeper with this. And so I remember I was, started flirting with the page, the Akashic or the Ascension Channel certification page. And I was contemplating it, and then specifically one day I felt this like super strong energy come in, and I really felt the Arcturians, and they were like, you need to do the program, like this is gonna help you. And not that I already was feeling it, but I just needed that final push of like, there's something in this for you that's like, there's this galactic frequency expansion available. And they were like, you can obviously do it by yourself, but it's different to be held like while you're like going like receiving so many frequencies while you're expanding in so many ways. It's nice to be in a container where you have support or you have mentorship where someone can take you places, someone can support you. And then there's a lot of energy that comes with it. Like when we, this is not just learning skills. This is really working with frequencies and really like going to new realms and multidimensional like parts of yourself. And so that is a lot. Like this program is a lot of embodiment, like of your own of deep frequencies. And so the Arcturians were encouraging me to be supported on that journey. And so then I was like, okay, so I signed up and I was very excited, and that's exactly what I received. There were so many great pieces of the journey, but those we specifically, and I remember at the at there was a retreat then, and I remember at the retreat I asking Sindri, we were starting the galactic work, and I was like, she was saying, what is everybody, looking for in this area? And I remember saying like, I want to go there. Like, I want to go to the home planets. And she was like, okay. And then she's like, let's go, And then we just spent like days going into each journeys to every single, not every single, but the major galactic planets that we usually work with. And we went on these incredible journeys. She would take the group on, and we would go to the planets, and all of us had, incredibly visual, channeled messages. Like we were meeting people that we knew in those places. We could see the places. Like it was just rare for me to have such specific data coming in from like Arcturus or, Pleiades or all these planets we went to. Like, so it's almost like now when I think of those places, I think of it like Spain, like, oh, I went there once and I had this experience, It's like, oh yeah, Pleiades. I remember I went swimming in the waters and then I saw the farmlands and the schools they have, and I met these beings at the council. Like, so it just feels like actually a place that I've been, and I have like a real reference point in myself for it. And so not only is that in my conscious mind, so I can deliver that, consciously when I'm teaching or sharing, but it's also an embodiment, and it's also like a bridge was created to go back there. And so what I noticed, and it did take, I took some time, a lot of time to integrate a lot of these journeys we went on, but now I feel there's much more ease in the journeys that I facilitate, the quantum journeys. It's much easier for me to take people. It's like I have more access now to go to certain places. Like now that I've been there before, like Sindrine took me to Spain, and now I'm like, oh, now I can take other people to Spain. And so it's like I can connect people even deeper with these lives. And when I do quantum journeys with groups or, individuals to connect them, there's more access to deliver a channeled journey to a destination where they can really access that frequency for themselves, that remembrance, and those codes. So that's one of the things that most excited me about this journey that we went on.
Wow, this is amazing. Like I thank you so much for sharing all of this. I'm so very grateful for everything that you share. And when you share as well, I can really feel and I know your level of sovereignty, right? And I know that some people they join Ascension Channel because they want to have a framework that they can work with. And there are steps that I share. So it's like an architecture, like you can start here and then do this and then do that. So it's kind of like safe to channel this journey, it's safe to channel that being. And so it is present. But for people who already have also other modalities, this framework is wide enough for them to adapt. So it follows their own codex, their own inspiration and on channeling, modalities in the present moment. Is there anything that you would like to share about that for people who could be like in one area or the other? Because like some people they just need the framework and some they don't really like it. And it can be challenging for me to explain when it's both.
Yes. And I think it's kind of unique to your program because I don't know if every program feels like that or not, but I will say that you held space very well for all levels, for those who there were people in the program who did feel a little bit more like no one was beginner. Some people considered themselves beginner and they were kind of like, oh, I don't know how to do this. And then they were like channeling the most extraordinary things. So we were all like, okay, wait, you are not a beginner. So everybody that's attracted to this has it within them. And they just, I think the biggest thing was confidence. It's like everybody that is gravitated to it and signs up either has experience or has the natural ability awakened to channel. And what I saw in all the participants is that it just people doubted themselves. Like people were like, I don't know. Like they were the most extraordinary channel, and yet I think you're right. They didn't have the framework, and so they didn't know how to go about it. They were like, they could channel the most extraordinary things, but they didn't know how to start the session. They were like, well, how do I begin to get to the part where I'm channeling all those things? Like, what are the steps? And I think that I noticed that there were people who felt very like unsure, almost like the rawness of the channel, and they didn't know how to structure it into a session to give someone that's more like a coherent experience at, with a beginning, a middle, and an end. And I think that's where the framework came in. As throughout the program, you shared those pieces of the framework and they got to practice. I saw all of their confidence click on, their lights come on of like, okay, I can do this. Like, okay, and they started getting evidence because we practice with each other. The more they practiced, the more everybody started to light up and see like, oh, I can do this. Oh, like look at this extraordinary thing I just channeled for this person. And so people started to trust their gifts a lot more. And then for some other people who already, as you're saying, were working with clients, had different modalities, I think you respected that very well, and you weren't very like regimented, like you have to do these things, you have to, like you did give like space to those of us who felt like we already kind of had a framework that we'd built, but you gave us new pieces to try. Like there were, some new techniques you taught that we got to try out with the frameworks we already had, play with them, see like, okay, do I want to adopt that into what I do? Do I want to, stretch myself? So I think you gave a lot of flexibility for people who already had the framework to just bring in the pieces they wanted. It's like even if just one, like maybe one, all of them were amazing, but if one module wasn't like, okay, I feel pretty good, like I already like feel confident in that one, but then there's that one module they came for, they were like, I need, this is what I want, this is the juicy stuff, and they put it in. So it's a very, if you're feeling like you need the confidence, you're doubting yourself, and you're looking for structure, it's there. If you feel like I already feel pretty confident, there's just maybe an expansion available for me, then this is also a pathway for you to get that as well.
Oh, that is amazing. Thank you, Christy, for I really appreciate you and everything that you share. This is really highly valuable. You know, I'm sure that a lot of people will find a little bit more, you know, their true soul's calling regarding this Ascension Channel certification program round that is starting in August. So I would love to invite anyone who's interested to simply reach out. And thank you very much, Christy. I will share everything about you in the notes and on this video. So please, everyone, just have a look. Christy has so many beautiful offers. As you can see, she's really highly connected and very multidimensional and also so embodied, and your energy is so grounding as well. Thank you so much for your time. I send you lots of love and we keep in touch. Thank you. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.